Good morning, it's Wednesday, October 9th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. At least a dozen states across the country are opening their cold case files after the FBI says it has uncovered the deadliest serial killer in U.S. history. Now agents have released a sketch that has authorities in Charleston taking a closer look as well. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
79-year-old Samuel Little is serving 3 life sentences for murders in California. But authorities say he has since confessed to killing 93 people, mostly women, over a 35-year period. What's more, they say he's been able to draw his victims in extreme detail, including a 28-year-old black female he claims to have killed near a military base in Charleston between 1977 and 1982. Charleston police say they've searched their files and have come up with nothing. The city of North Charleston is doing the same. Meantime, the FBI says authorities across the nation have been able to confirm 50 cases. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
Authorities say 9 students at a school for gifted children in Greenville discussed how to kill a teacher in a private Instagram chat. Citing a Greenville police statement, the Greenville News reports the 8th graders at Sterling School's Charlestown Center were charged last week with student threats. An incident report released Monday includes some of the messages. In one, a student proposed tampering with the teacher's car so she would crash. The report says the threat appeared to have begun as a way to get the teacher fired or to express concerns about her to administrators. The charged students were released into their parents' custody. A federal animal cruelty trial is underway for a Colombian man accused of raising pit bulls for a dogfighting ring. The trial of 31-year-old Santiago Terrio Smith opened Monday and will continue tomorrow. Smith and over a dozen other men were arrested in 2017 as part of a drug bust. Authorities say it was during that investigation that they discovered evidence that Smith and 2 others were training pit bulls for dogfights. The 2 others have pleaded guilty. Smith's attorney, Jack Swirling, told the court that the dogs in the illegal venture actually belonged to Smith's father and brother, then reminded jurors that they can't convict Smith if they have reasonable doubt about his involvement. South Carolina could see its 3rd National Heritage Corridor if a bill in Congress creating a heritage corridor promoting the critical final year of the Revolutionary War is enacted. All 7 members of Congress from the state are sponsoring a bill that would bring attention to the over 180 Revolutionary War battles fought in the state. 7th District Congressman Tom Rice of Myrtle Beach says the state needs to do a better job of touting its history.
This state has so much to offer, and one of those things is this history that we don't do a good enough job of bringing forth and bringing to the fore and touting.
If enacted, the Southern Campaign of the Revolutionary National Heritage Corridor would highlight Revolutionary War sites in 15 South Carolina counties. South Carolina researchers working on new treatments for a variety of illnesses ranging from diabetes to heart disease will receive 5 years of funding at a biomedical research center based at Clemson University. According to the Union Daily Times newspaper, the National Institute of General Medical Sciences is providing $5.7 million to the South Carolina Bioengineering Center for Regeneration and Formation of Tissues. It's the institute's 3rd round of funding for the center, known as SC BioCraft. Researchers with the center are also planning a statewide educational program that will help provide seed funding for new research projects. The grant will give SC BioCraft's core facilities the ability to transition from federal funding to a fee-based system. Over 60 new jobs are about to open up in Berkeley County. Supply chain services company A&R Logistics is investing $60 million into building a new 615,000-square-foot facility in Monk's Corner. A&R provides dry bulk transportation, warehousing, and packaging to the chemical industry. The new facility is expected to be complete in the 4th quarter of 2020. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.